Topic 112, Medical Science. 1. In spite of mistakes, faulty diagnosis, and much error, humanity cannot do without its doctors, its surgeons, and its hospitals. They are urgently needed and will be for centuries to come. Modern medicine must become far more open-minded, more ready to endorse, after due professional proof, that which is new, which is in the nature of innovation, and which is unusual. The barriers erected by specialized medicine must come down, and the new schools must be sought, instructed, and investigated, and finally be included in the orthodox ranks. The new schools, the dietitians who claim to cure all diseases through right foods, and the rather eccentric naturopaths, plus many other cults and schools, must not be so arrogantly sure that they have the whole story, that their approach is the only one, or that they have a universal cure-all, which is unique and definitely sure. These groups, particularly the chiropractors, have definitely damaged their cause and crippled their effort by their loudly shouted surety in a field which is yet experimental, and by their constant attack upon orthodox medicine. The latter, in its turn, has limited itself by its failure to recognize what is good and right in the newer schools. It has been antagonized by their clamor for recognition and by their lack of scientific methods. The desire of orthodox medicine is to protect the general public. This they must do in order to avoid the disasters which fanatics and untried methods would bring about, but they have gone too far in this respect. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 481 through 482. 2. The center of attention of medical and scientific students will be focused on the etheric body, and the dependence of the physical body upon the etheric body will be recognized. This will change the attitude of the medical profession, and magnetic healing and vibratory stimulation will supersede the present methods of surgery and drug assimilation. Man's vision, being then normally etheric, will have the effect of forcing him to recognize that which is now called the unseen world. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 474. 3. Realization of the nature of man will bring about a readjustment of the medical knowledge of man, resulting in a truer understanding of the physical body, of its treatment, and of its protection, and thus producing a juster apprehension of the laws of health. The aim of the physician will then be to find out what it is in a man's life which is preventing egoic energy from flooding every part of his being, to find out what lines of thought are being indulged in which are causing the inertia of the will aspect which is so conducive to wrongdoing, to ascertain what it is in the emotional body which is affecting the nervous system and thus obstructing the flow of energy from the love petals of the egoic lotus via the astral permanent atom to the astral body and from thence to the nervous system, to discover what is the hindrance in the etheric body which is preventing the right flow of prana or of solar vitality to every part of the body. It is essential that in days to come, medical men should realize that disease in the physical body is incidental to wrong internal conditions. This is already being somewhat considered, but the whole question will remain but a beautiful theory, even though as incontrovertible one in view of the achievements of mental scientists and of the various faith healers, until the true nature of the ego, its constitution, its powers, and its field of influence are duly apprehended. This revelation will come when medical men accept this teaching as a working hypothesis and then begin to note, for instance, the powers of endurance shown by the great souls of the earth and their capacity to work at high pressure and to remain practically immune from disease until, at the close of a long life of usefulness, the ego deliberately chooses to die out of physical existence. It will come when the medical profession concentrates upon preventive action, substituting sunshine, a vegetable diet, and the application of the laws of magnetic vibration and vitality for the present regime of drugs and surgical operations. Then will come the time when finer and better human beings will manifest on earth, when also physicians will learn the nature of the etheric body and the work of the spleen as a focal point for pranic emanations. Then sound principles and methods will be introduced which will do away with such diseases as tuberculosis, debility, malnutrition, and the diseases of the blood and of the kidneys. When doctors comprehend the effect of the emotions upon the nervous system, they will turn their attention to the amelioration of environmental conditions and will study the effects of the emotional currents upon the fluids of the body, and primarily upon the great nerve centers and the spinal column. When the connection between the dense physical and the subtler bodies is a fact established in medical circles, then will the right treatment of lunacy, of obsessions, and of wrong mental conditions be better comprehended, and results more successful. Finally, when the nature of egoic force or of energy is studied, and the function of the physical brain as the transmitter of egoic intent is better comprehended, then the coordination of man's entire being will be studied, and illness, debility, and disease will be treated through the cause and not just through the effect. From a treatise on cosmic fire, pages 811 through 812. 4. Medical science today strains every effort to retain life in forms diseased and inadequate. These nature, if left to herself, would long ago have discarded. They thereby imprison the life and force back the life essence again and again into the sheath at the moment of liberation. In course of time and with more knowledge, true medical science will become purely preventative, and when the course of nature has been run, when the wheel of life has run down, when the hour for liberation has struck, when the time has come for the return of the essence to its center, then the work will be recognized as completed and the form discarded. Men will then function on into old age, or until the ego, realizing the particular work to be accomplished in any one life has been duly worked out, calls in the lower spark of life, and withdraws the central points of fire. From a treatise on cosmic fire, pages 1068 through 1069. 5. Once the etheric body becomes an established scientific fact, and the centers, major and minor, are recognized as the foci of energy as it expresses itself through the human body upon the physical plane, we shall see a great revolution take place in medicine, in diet, and in handling of daily life activity. From the Destiny of Nations, page 134. 6. The ameliorative, palliative, and curative work of medicine and surgery are proved beyond all controversial discussion. The methods employed, such as the vivisection of animals, may rightly cause distress. In spite of all this, the indebtedness of mankind to the medical profession is great, and the service rendered to humanity by the profession does largely offset the evil. That they know not everything is true, that there is a small percentage of physicians and surgeons, less than in any other profession, who are self-seeking and no credit to their craft, is equally true. That they already know enough to be willing to admit how very often more there is to be known is also correct. But that it is a great and good and self-sacrificing group within the human family is equally true. Forget this not. From a treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 28. 7. Medicine in the next century will be built around certain major premises. 1. Preventive medicine will be the goal, producing the attempt to keep the body in proper balanced order. 2. Sound sanitation and the providing of healthy conditions will be regarded as essential. 3. The supply of the right chemical properties to the physical body will be studied, a science of chemistry which is as yet in its infancy, though it is becoming a flourishing infant. 4. An understanding of the laws of vitality will be regarded as of prime importance, and of this the emphasis today on vitamins and the influence of the sun are wholesome indications. 5. The use of the mind will be regarded, above everything else, as a factor of major importance. The mind will be seen as the prime influence as regards the centers, for people will be taught to work on their centers through mental power, and thus produce a right reaction from the endocrine system. This will necessarily involve the right directing of thought to a center, or the withdrawal of attention from a center, with consequent effect upon the glandular system. This will all be based upon the occult law that energy follows thought. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 219. 8. The perfect healing combination is that of the medical man and the spiritual healer, each working in his own field, and both having faith in each other. This is not now the case. There is no need to call in divine aid to set bones, which the surgeon is well equipped to do, or to clear up infection, which the physician knows well how to handle. The healer can help and can hasten the healing process, but the orthodox physician can also hasten the work of the healer. Both groups need each other. I realize that what I have said here will please neither the spiritual healer nor the orthodox medical man. It is time, however, that they learn to appreciate each other and to work in cooperation. In the last analysis, the spiritual healer and the new modes of mental healing have relatively little to contribute in comparison with the work and the knowledge of the member of the orthodox profession. The debt of the world to its doctors and surgeons is very great. The debt to healers is decidedly not so great. They often also poison the channel by bitterness and constant criticism of the physician and of orthodox medicine. Surety of knowledge and experience prevents a similar attitude in the orthodox group, plus the realization that even the spiritual healer will call the doctor in times of emergency. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 632 through 633.